نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد، فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن المجيد بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان، إلى آخر الآية. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: إذا دخل شهر رمضان فتحت أبواب السماء وغلقت أبواب جهنم وسددت الشياطين. رواه البخاري. Respected ulama, hufaz, elders, brothers, mothers, sisters, the blessed month of Ramadan has dawned upon us. And we take it for granted that this month comes every year. But looking at the past 2 years and looking at the pandemic that has affected us, many people are sitting at iftar tables with loved ones that would have been here but are not here today. And like you can see, that the feeling of Ramadan is there, the spirit of Ramadan is there, but we need to take full benefit of this month. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has emphasized that this is the month of Quran, wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed this Quran. Now, I would like to take time to just highlight the fact that this is the month of Quran. And the reason we are highlighting it to be the month of Quran is because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the ayah recited. Anything that is attached to the Quran is the best. If you look from all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam, Jibreel alayhi salam was the one that revealed the Quran to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He became the best of angels. If you look at Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Quran has been revealed to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is the best ashraful makhlukah, best of creation. If you look at the Quran that has been given to this ummah, we are the best of this ummah. And if you look at the person who recites the Quran, he becomes the best. How? He becomes Ahlul Quran hum Ahlullah. They are the family of Allah. They are the kingship of Allah. So it is important and imperative for us to recite this Quran on a daily basis. We're supposed to be reciting this Quran every single day of our lives. Unfortunately, times are such that we only recite it in Ramadan. But let this Ramadan be a stepping stone for us to make the Quran to be part of our lives. And this is what we all incline towards. Quran, when we are in difficulty, when we are in problems, and you will find the Quran has an answer for everything. Coming to Ramadan and looking at our preparation for Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He gave us this Ramadan as a means of cleansing ourselves, as a means of drawing closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as a means of uplifting our spirituality that will allow us to last for the entire year. If a Muslim has to observe Ramadan as it ought to be observed, then only one Ramadan is sufficient in his lifetime. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through His infinite mercy, gives us Ramadan year in and year out. A Muslim is supposed to increase his taqwa, his Allah consciousness, on a daily basis. And a lot of people, they say, when I go for Hajj, then I will start performing salah, I will wear a scarf, I will grow a beard, I will wear the sunnah libak. When Ramadan comes, when I get married, they always give excuses to increase their taqwa. So the opportune moment is here now, when a lot of people say, inshallah, in Ramadan I will change, I will quit my evil habits. Now the time is here for us to realize that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us tawfiq to witness Ramadan. Sahaba radiallahu anhum, ajma'in, 6 months before Ramadan, they used to make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them the tawfiq to reach Ramadan. And when Ramadan finished, 6 months after Ramadan, they would make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept the actions and the amal in Ramadan. So this shows us that the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, how much they valued Ramadan. One fast in Ramadan cannot be, the reward of it cannot be given to any person fasting his whole life out of Ramadan if he misses it. And it is incumbent upon you. The value of this month and the A'mal we only read in Kitabs, the essence we haven't realized. If you look at the Quran, coming back to the Quran, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave Musa alayhi salam the staff that split the ocean, that split the rock, and there were miracles that were done with the staff. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, exactly, he gave the ring of Suleiman alayhi salam, which had a certain power. And he gave a lot of other anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam certain items that would perform miracles. If I take the staff of Musa alayhi salam, or I take the ring of Suleiman today, I cannot perform a miracle with that. But the Quran is a miracle that is living. 1440 plus years have passed, and the Quran still shows its miracles to this day. Every time you read the Quran, you will get more and more light from it. The Quran can only give to you as much as you want from it. It's like, Quran is like a close friend. The more closer you get, the more secret it will reveal to you. If you go to a doctor will ask you, what is wrong with you? You say that you have a sore throat or you have the flu. Then the doctor will give you a certain amount of medication and prescribe to you that you have to take this medication on a daily basis. A lot of people, they find that if they have the Quran and just keep it there, then what happens is it is sufficient for them. You will not find a person who has a sore throat tying the bottle of medication around his neck, walking and saying, listen, the doctor says I must just tie this cough mixture around my neck and I will get better. But it is in the consuming of this cough mixture and in the consuming of this medication through the will of Allah that a person will get healed and get shifa. Similarly, in the recitation of the Quran is shifa for the people. In the recitation, the closer we hold this Quran to us, the closer we will be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we will only find the beauty and the reward of this Quran the hereafter when the Quran comes in the cover of the handsome man to defend us. Then we will realize the value of this Quran. We should create a mahol, an environment to recite Quran. And we should make a program. Shaitan before Ramadan, just the hadith I recited to you, the way that when Ramadan comes, then the doors of Jannah are flung open and the doors of Jahannam are shut and the shayateen are chained. This hadith comes in Bukhari Sharif. And so Shaitan already prepares from before Ramadan that, listen, I have to deviate these people and give them false hope. So what we think? We think that, listen, we're waiting for Ramadan. Ramadan will come, and then we will just start fasting. We will read all our salah. We will read all day and night. We'll read Quran and make dhikr. And this is the plan and plot of Shaitan. Why? To deviate us from our goal and to deviate us from achieving that goal. Of course, any sane person, any normal person will understand that Ramadan is not a race. It is an endurance. So in order for this, I need to prepare. If a person is going on a journey, they don't just drive. They have to fill the petrol. They have to service the vehicle. Like that, draw a program in Ramadan. What happens with us is, first few days, we got the josh. Our spirits are uplifted. Masajid are full. We start reading our tarawih. We start fasting, reading Quran for a few days. 5, 6, 7, 8 days. Once we start getting burnt out, then you will find the masajid, the stuff start decreasing and our ibadah start decreasing. Then we just pass time. For the next few days of Ramadan, we pass time. And we wait for the odd night. When the odd night comes, then we go back into the masajid. waiting for the khatam of Quran and then waiting for Ramadan to finish. This is the plan that Shaitan has made from before Ramadan to make us lose focus when the time of Ramadan comes. So we have to pace ourselves and we have to know how much Quran we are reading. And we have to test our family members, our children, call them in to read a few surahs and create that environment. Environment is important. And whatever we do, we have to consider our family at home, our women folk who are preparing for Ramadan, assist them, grant them time to prepare for their fasting and their Quran and their zikr, because most of the time is spent in the kitchen and we feel that is the only right of the family at home. But this is not the case. The case is they also have to recite Quran. When you read the stories of Sheikh Zakaria Rahmatullah Ali, he says that his family, the woman folk in his house, doing all the chores, cleaning the house. In those days, they never had domestic workers. Cleaning the house, preparing for iftar, preparing for suhoor. They used to complete 23 juz of the Quran daily. Some of us do not complete a juz of the whole Quran in our lifetime. So let us make a fervent intention that inshallah we will make the Quran our life. And in Quran is life. If you look for any issue that a person has, they will find the answer in the Quran. And this attaches itself with salah. So how much we do in Ramadan will assist us to cope and carry on out of Ramadan. And we're supposed to be humble. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's hadith, I know I've got 2 minutes left, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's hadith on the last day of Sha'ban, قَدْ أَظَلَّكُمْ شَهْرٌ عَظِيمٌ مُبَارَكٌ, that a great blessed month is coming. So we're supposed to take advantage of the blessings of this month. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's hadith, he says that when he ascended the pulpit, and I'll only give one part where Jibreel, where he said, Ameen, there's a hadith that Jibreel, where Jibreel alayhi salam made a dua, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ameen. And the one is that where a person witnesses the month of Ramadan, the month of Ramadan comes, and he does not gain the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he lets the month of Ramadan pass. So we should increase in our istighfar, increase in our recitation of the kalima, the first part of the kalima, la ilaha illallah. We should increase in the recitation of the Quran. And from the minimum that we're supposed to do is, if we're not doing a lot of good actions, at least refrain from sin. We should not only fast from food and drink, we should fast, our mouth should fast from speaking ill of people, backbiting, our ears from listening to haram music and haram, whatever it is, our eyes from looking at haram, our minds from thinking about haram. And like this, the spirituality of our fast will increase and we will find we will get closer to Allah. I will leave you with a dua that must be read every day, even in Ramadan. Allahumma sallimna li Ramadan, wa sallim Ramadan lana, wa sallimhu lana mutaqabbala. This is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us and give us good health in Ramadan and allow us to take full benefit of in Ramadan. And a lot of people ask, why we read Allahumma sallim Ramadan lana? We looked 2 years ago when we were fully healthy, but we could not read Taraweeh in the masjid. Now we got these opportunities. Let us take care of this and let us protect it and let us be more soft to our families. And when we are approaching Eid and we witness the day of Eid, then we must be happy in our heart that we have fulfilled some part of Ramadan. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.